Ah, mmm. The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
It's Tuesday, April 9th, and just about every political issue can easily be eclipsed by money in your pocket. We start here. The Biden White House tries to cancel student debt again.
It still makes me iffy because he also promised that before he ran the last time.
So what is this plan, and how is it different from the one that got tossed out by courts? Former President Trump announces his stance on abortion.
Many people have asked me what my position is on abortion and abortion rights.
Well, stance might be a strong word. There's a lot of room left for movement here. And can 4 minutes change your life? These people seem to think so.
Once in a lifetime. Beautiful.
You sound emotional.
Tears in my eyes.
Why yesterday's solar eclipse lightened up a whole country. From ABC News, this is Start Here. I'm Brad Milkey. Yesterday was a really exciting day to be outside. We'll talk about the eclipse later in the show. In fact, at one point, the travel patterns got so busy, air traffic controllers had to put ground stops on some airports in the path of totality. But one plane was cruising straight across that path. It was Air Force One.
Hello, Wisconsin!
President Biden traveled to Madison, Wisconsin, shortly after the White House had made a big announcement, a new program to forgive student loan debt. Now, you might be thinking, haven't I heard this before? Well, yes. Remember, Biden had declared this one of his chief goals for his time in office, to relieve the crushing debt felt by so many Americans as they leave school.
My campaign for president, I made a commitment. That would provide student debt relief. And I'm honoring that commitment today.
Back in 2022, he proposed a rule where the Education Department would forgive up to $20,000 in debt for millions of Americans. Basically, if you made less than $125,000 a year, you'd get this life-changing amount of money wiped off the ledger. Only thing is, the Supreme Court declared that was illegal.
I believe the court's decision to strike down my student debt relief program was a mistake, was wrong. I'm not going to stop fighting to deliver borrowers what they need.
Just disappointed because I think I had some hope that I would have a little bit of help.
So what's changing now? ABC senior White House correspondent Selena Wang is at the West Wing right now. Selena, the president's trying this again? What is this proposal?
Yeah, Brad, I mean, the president, ever since his initial plan got struck down, he's been trying to prove to voters that he's not giving up. He's still trying to find other ways to relieve student debt. That is a big part of his reelection campaign pitch. Now, to note, the administration has been stressing that they studied the Supreme Court's decision very carefully. This is not the same, and they believe because this is narrower, it's not going to face the same legal challenges. Now, when it comes to who's impacted by this, well, it includes those who now owe more than they borrowed because they've racked up so much interest.
First, my administration will propose a new rule to cancel up to $20,000 in runaway interest for any borrower that owes more now than when they started paying the loan.
Another group of folks who could get some relief are those who are eligible for one of the existing loan forgiveness programs.
We plan to cancel debt for about 2 million borrowers who would be eligible for debt forgiveness through the SAVE program, public service loan forgiveness, or other debt canceling programs, but are not enrolled in these programs.
There's also those making $120,000 or less that would be eligible to have all of their interest wiped out. Another category is those who've been living with debt for at least 20 years or more, who haven't had their debt forgiven, and those who are experiencing hardships. Now, since that initial plan was struck down, Brad, a big focus of this administration has been finding ways to patch existing holes in the system and using more fragmented, narrow ways to try and relieve student debt without that big, massive, sweeping plan they tried to do last year.
And so when you hear all of these different sort of carve-outs that the White House is trying to make here, it sounds like a lot of it's about interest, like getting people in over their heads. It sounds like it's people who aren't making a ton of money, who have federal student loans. How many Americans could this end up affecting if this does go into effect?
So they're saying this could affect tens of millions of Americans. And in combination with their previous efforts, it could impact more than 30 million Americans that could see relief. So they're saying this is a huge sweeping plan with wide-reaching consequences. But of course, this could face legal pushback despite the fact that they say this is not the same as what they tried last year. And so it is very likely that this wouldn't officially take place until early fall. That's according to the White House.
Yeah, I was going to ask when this goes into effect, and I guess if it's before November.
You know, the administration obviously hopes that this would come through before the November elections. In fact, they would hope it would come very shortly before, so the voters will have fresh in their mind the fact that President Biden relieved their student loan debt.
I need it eradicated, obliterated, gone, annihilated, disappeared.
And in fact, I was just talking to several voters who say that this is one of the top issues when it comes to who they support for president.
It still makes me iffy because he also promised that before he ran the last time that student loan debt would be eradicated. And as we see 4 years later, I'm still waiting.
The president also knows that he needs to win over young voters to win this election, especially one that his campaign believes is going to be razor thin. And this is something that they believe is really going to resonate with young people who are coming out of college who have all of that student loan debt.
With the new election, we, of course, prefer anything that will help us. And if that's what Biden's, you know, going to do, I would love that. So I'll support that.
And especially at a time when a lot of his supporters, these young progressive voters, are very frustrated with his administration over his handling of the war in the Middle East. So they're really hoping that student loans is something that's going to resonate with them, something that is going to stick with them when they go to the ballot boxes in November.
Yeah, that's interesting that you see a lot of demographic groups that traditionally have been very friendly to Democrats, young people, even racial demographics, that are not nearly as excited about President Biden as he might hope. All right, Selena Wang, they're at the White House right now. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Brad.
Next up on Start Here, if Biden's trying to shore up those voters, well, guess who Donald Trump is reaching out to? We're back in a bit. With daylight saving time upon us, we're looking forward to more daylight and longer days from March through November, and while setting our clocks forward gives us the illusion of more time, it doesn't necessarily help businesses find qualified candidates any sooner. Fear not, there is a solution. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is your 24/7 hiring partner working tirelessly to connect you with the right candidate. Once you post your job on ZipRecruiter, it gets distributed to over 100 job sites, ensuring you reach a diverse pool of qualified individuals. Their smart technology scans thousands of resumes, matching you with people whose skills perfectly align with your job requirements. Spring forward with a new hiring partner, ZipRecruiter, and find top talent sooner. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address to try ZipRecruiter for free, ZipRecruiter.com/start here. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/start here. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wondered what you would do with an extra hour in your day? I think about this all the time. I'm like, I would be so productive. I'd exercise more, or I'd read a book, or I'd take a nap, like restore myself. We often find ourselves yearning for these extra hours, but the real question is, what would you do if you were making yourself a priority? Well, how about therapy? It can help you discover what's important so you can make the most of your time. If you've ever benefited from therapy, you know how transformative it can be. It's not just for those who have experienced major trauma. Therapy empowers you to learn positive coping skills, set boundaries, and become the best version of yourself. If you're considering starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and tailored to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire. You'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And here's the beauty of it. You can switch therapists if you're not finding the right fit. No additional charge. Take the first step. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/start here today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/start here. Now, if President Biden is hoping student debt gets him some votes in November, you gotta think the even bigger difference maker will be abortion.
Now the battle over abortion and the major rulings out of Florida.
Last week, we learned that Florida voters, in addition to voting for candidates in November, will be voting on whether to guarantee women access to abortion services. And across the country, the reaction to the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade has been fiery and divisive.
Abortion needs to be accessible for every single person across this country.
We need to protect the little human beings, even if they're not born yet.
Former President Donald Trump, of course, installed three of the justices who made that decision. So the question has been, how would he position himself this year ahead of the election? As an unapologetic champion of abortion bans or something else?
Many people have asked me what my position is on abortion and abortion rights.
He put out a video message explaining his views, or at least some of them. A lot of questions still to be answered, so let's hit the campaign trail right now. ABC's Layli Ibsa has been covering the Trump campaign. She's in Georgia as we speak. Layli, what did Trump say here?
Yeah, Brad. So on Monday morning, former President Donald Trump posted on his social media platform this video where he said that he believes abortion should be a state's rights issue, that each individual state should be able to decide if they want to place in a ban, what sort of ban should be in place in that state.
My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both. And whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state.
The basis for his argument really was that this is the best position for him to take in order to win in November.
You must follow your heart on this issue, but remember, you must also win elections to restore our culture and, in fact, to save our country, which is currently and very sadly a nation in decline.
Just to really set the stage for you here on the campaign trail when it comes to former President Donald Trump, for months he has dodged specific questions about where he stands on the issue of abortion. He has said that he was going to sit down with people from both sides of the aisle and come to a consensus that was going to make everyone happy. Really hard thing to do in the world of politics.
Like Ronald Reagan, I am strongly in favor of exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother.
His statement on Monday morning was supposed to offer more insight into this issue, but he really didn't give us much.
What sort of questions are still outstanding?
Yeah, what I think was honestly more striking about this statement is all the things that he didn't say. While he said that abortion bans should be left up to the states, he didn't say if there was a certain number of weeks he believes that these bans should take into effect.
Many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks, or some will have more conservative than others, and that's what they will be. At the end of the day, this is all about the will of the people.
He didn't say what he would do if a national abortion ban came across his desk if he was reelected as president. And as you mentioned in the Florida case, you know, he didn't say how he will vote on that upcoming ballot measure in his home state of Florida, you know, which in that referendum is going to broaden abortion access there if approved. And, you know, we here at ABC News have asked his campaign multiple times for clarification on these questions, and they have not answered us.
But it's interesting also, Layli, that you're saying he basically is trying to sell this as what, less about what he believes and more like, I've arrived at this being the most palatable thing for most Americans. Am I getting that right? That he's essentially saying, I've triangulated this position. I focus grouped it. It works.
You know, former President Donald Trump has definitely been testing the waters to see how he can turn this highly contentious issue into a political win for himself. And he's done that by remaining vague and flip-flopping a lot.
But I'm proud to be the most pro-life president in American history.
At campaign rallies, he often touts the fact that he appointed Supreme Court justices that voted to overturn Roe v. Wade.
Those justices were the pivotal votes in the Supreme Court's landmark decision ending the constitutional atrocity known as Roe v. Wade.
And Monday's statement wasn't a real huge shock, as Trump has claimed before that it's probably better for states to be able to decide this issue.
If you're president again in 2025 and Senator Graham's 15-week abortion ban lands on your desk, are you going to sign it?
Well, we're going to look at it. We're looking at a lot of different options. We got it back to the states.
But also at the same time, both publicly and privately, Trump has floated a national abortion ban at 15 and 16 weeks.
The number of weeks now, people are agreeing on 15. And I'm thinking in terms of that.
So while he says, you know, he's going to come to a consensus with all these people to make everyone happy, he has definitely flip-flopped on the issue a lot. And we can definitely see from the reaction we're getting to his statements, not everyone is necessarily believing him for his word.
Yeah. What is the reaction, whether it's from, you know, Democrats, whether it's from anti-abortion groups? I mean, what is the vibe that you're picking up?
Well, you know, obviously, Democrats are quick to attack Trump.
All across the country, women are being turned away from emergency rooms. Or being forced to travel hundreds of miles or ask a judge just to get the basic care they need. That's Donald Trump's vision for this country.
President Biden and his campaign are now claiming that this statement from Trump means that he's endorsing every single state ban across the country. And, you know, they're also highlighting the fact that he was bragging about overturning Roe v. Wade.
Donald Trump is the reason Roe's ended. If you reelect me, I'll be the reason why it's restored.
But it's not just Democrats, Brad. He's also getting attacks on the right. Conservatives like Vice President Mike Pence, anti-abortion groups like Susan B. Anthony are coming out and criticizing former President Donald Trump. And even South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, who is very close to former President Donald Trump, he's also come out and saying that he respectfully disagrees with Trump. Trump wasn't so respectfully disagreeing with Lindsey Graham as he posted multiple rants throughout the day on Monday attacking Lindsey Graham, saying that these comments and the criticisms that people are giving on the right are basically a gift to the Democrats, because he claims that Democrats want to keep talking about this issue over and over again. And Trump really wanted this statement to be a way to quell all those conversations. And polling shows that Republicans don't test well when it comes to voters on the issue of reproductive rights.
Tell me, in your life, which issues are you thinking about the most?
Like reproductive rights and like abortions.
Women being able to maintain rights over our own bodies.
A majority of Americans have said that they do not support the overturning of Roe v. Wade. When we think about voter groups that Trump really needs to win over, that's going to be key for him to taking back the presidency, we think about suburban women. They are not in favor of many of these abortion bans that Republicans in certain states have put into place. We see that in the midterms when we saw Republican candidates who went really extreme on abortion. They lost their elections all across the country during the midterms. And now as we head into, you know, the 2024 cycle, we're seeing abortion referendums that are being put on the ballot that are being rejected all across the board. And so, you know, this is a very personal and contentious issue, and Democrats are trying to shape this election around it. So, you know, a lot of these questions that surround Trump's abortion positions aren't just going to go away because he released this statement. But, you know, him and his campaign, they're really hoping that they can focus on other issues when it comes to things like the economy and the border, because they understand and they see the polling that when it comes to reproductive rights, it's just not a winning issue for them, and it really hurts them politically.
Yeah, it's interesting because in some respects, you want your politician to be kind of amenable to the will of the people. In other times, you want to know what the politician themselves actually thinks, because that's often that it has the most staying power. And here you've almost got Trump saying, I will waffle on this depending on how the electorate is feeling. But a lot of this has already been settled because of his Supreme Court picks. We'll see what happens next. Layli Ipsa, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Brad.
Okay, one more quick break. We're going to be right back. Unlike the sun, which just seems to come and go as it pleases lately. One last thing is next.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
And one last thing. Rarely does the news bring a smile to my face, let alone the one that we experienced yesterday.
And this white light, it's like...
You've never seen something like this before.
It's like heaven is calling down. And it's amazing.
In the afternoon, of course, our corner of the Earth witnessed a total solar eclipse. If you were in its path, you could look up and see the moon perfectly covering the sun.
Oh my gosh. Wow. That is absolutely spectacular.
That is the sound of our own Gio Benitez, who, like tens of millions of others, was left slack-jawed by this phenomenon. The moon, in alignment with the sun and the Earth, sending this moon-sized shadow racing up North America at hundreds of miles an hour. We had correspondents at more than a dozen of these sites, from Mazatlan, Mexico.
I mean, look, we're on the beach. We're at a beach party. Welcome to Mazatlan, Mexico.
This to Dallas, Texas, to Cleveland, Ohio, all the way up to Burlington, Vermont, and Niagara Falls. And what was so fun about this was watching everyone have almost the exact same reaction a few minutes after the other. This American domino effect reminds you how truly universal this experience can be.
This is just breathtaking. It's like nothing I've ever seen before.
Oh my God, that's so cool!
In fact, if there's anyone that would have the right to be jaded over it all, it's the people of Carbondale, Illinois. Remember, this is one of the few towns that was also in the path of the eclipse 7 years ago. This time was apparently even better.
4 minutes and 8 seconds of totality, David. That's so much longer than 7 years ago.
Correct. So in this solar eclipse in 2024, the moon is actually closer to the Earth than it was in 2017 during the solar eclipse. Mm-hmm. And so you're getting a longer time to appreciate this moon shadow. And really, every time you see an eclipse, you're going to see something different and something special.
Within those 4 minutes, we saw over and over again eclipse watchers going through the stages of awe. First, you're watching the sun turn into a crescent, which by itself is cool. Then, right as it's about to disappear, you see this big blotch of sunbeams forming what's known as the diamond ring effect, this little globule right on the tip of this celestial circle. Then, this dazzling display of light crossing through the moon's hills and craters. It's known as Bailey's Beads. You could actually hear Robin Roberts and Whit Johnson from Good Morning America watching this in real time.
Oh, the diamond ring!
Whoa!
The Bailey's Beads! The Bailey's Beads! You can take off the glasses now. Look at that!
And again, this is what I love about this event. Wit is there nerding out, describing each of these stages. Robin is just speechless. She's becoming a 10-year-old school kid all over again. There's room for every type of reaction here.
Incredible. Some of the pink colors at the bottom, those are the prominences.
Oh, helmet my God.
Streamers. We've got helmet streamers.
Oh, look, wow. Look.
Okay, that's Venus right there. We can see Venus.
And at that peak moment, it becomes more than just about curiosity. It's more than a science lesson. For some, it becomes an emotional, even spiritual experience.
Amazingly beautiful, once in a lifetime, beautiful.
You sound emotional.
Tears in my eyes.
Look at this. I mean, this is amazing. I mean, this is everything. It's science, it's beautiful, it's all the people coming together. I mean, it's incredible.
In city after city, people describe this feeling of communion. With nature, with each other, some people chose this moment to pop the question to their loved one.
Today, as the sun and the moon begin their union as one, I ask that you and I follow their lead, and you become my eternal sunshine and I your forever moonlight. Will you marry me?
In Russellville, Arkansas, 300 couples chose to get married during this 4-minute window. Organizers billed it a total eclipse of the heart. One man and woman went on their first date 7 years ago during the last great American eclipse. Now they were watching another one and sealing the deal.
That's why we wanted to do it. It was a perfect conclusion to our new lives. I mean, the sun and the moon and the earth have become one, and so have we.
There's actually science to back up all these warm fuzzies that people were experiencing.
I always say that the total solar eclipse happens above you, around you, and within you.
This is psychologist and eclipse chaser Katie Russo describing what she calls the awe effect.
It actually can change the way we think, and it's been shown in our brain waves that when we experience awe, the patterns change. And there's research to suggest that there are changes in altruistic behaviors, pro-social behaviors, as we feel more connected.
And one cool thing about this feeling of connection was how this phenomenon just happened to travel over such dense American population centers. So many people got to experience this together. In fact, the Cleveland Guardians delayed their game so everyone at the ballpark, including players, could gaze skyward like little kids. People cheered together, danced together, strangers found themselves embracing. Even for us partial eclipse watchers in other parts of the country, it was a treat to watch people congregating on roofs and parks, on street corners. Some dude standing next to his repair truck begged me to take a peek through his eclipse glasses. It was like we were all welcoming each other to for once see the world through our eyes. At this country's largest sporting venue, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, Gio Benitez, like thousands around him, was overwhelmed.
So give us a sense of what you're feeling in this moment.
Oh, Lindsay, I'm sorry. I'm thinking about all of the hardships that we cover at ABC News, because that's what happens in journalism is that we go and we tell these stories, and so many of those stories are people who are living through their toughest times. And here, everyone is together. Nobody is divided. Everyone is unified and looking up at the sky together.
The occasion of an eclipse is a strictly scientific one. This one had been predicted for hundreds of years. But for the next 20, the next time most of us in this country could experience something like this, the legacy of an eclipse will be distinctly human. What a sight. Even from afar, just everyone was beaming, I guess. Hey, if you didn't catch totality, never fear. Spain and Iceland will be waiting for you to make a visit. That'll be August 12th, 2026. That is the next total solar eclipse this world will see. Book those tickets ASAP. I'm Brad Milkey. See you tomorrow.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table.
What is happening here?
It's just beautiful chaos.
Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view.
To be honest, I was thinking about asking him for a foot massage, and then I just froze.
This is the best gig on TV.
And you know, anything can happen.
That is what we do here.
I'm not going to lie, the chair's a little small for my behind.
The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.